Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
This episode is brought to you by Pregnant Together, a virtual community for queer folks, solo parents, and anyone who has ever felt outside the box when it comes to creating your family. It's run by queer midwife Maria Goodman. It offers tons of resources from trying to conceive to parenting and everything in between. And the best part is listeners of the Queer Family Podcast get their first month for free. Y'all, you're going to click this link in our show notes and you can learn more about them at PregnantTogether.com. Check it out. Join that community.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Sometimes I do kind of get, oh, but you want to carry, but you don't want kids. And I'm like, yeah. I don't want to be a parent in that way. Just to my cats. That's it. Maybe a dog in the future.
Full lesbian story right over here. Welcome, y'all, to the Queer Family Podcast, the show all about family, but with gay. My name is Jamie. I'm your queer host, and you are tuning into the show who uplifts, highlights, normalizes, and celebrates LGBTQIA+ families in all of our beautiful identities. Now, before I tell you who the interview is that I'm bringing in, I have to say a huge thank you to our newest Patreon member. Thank you, Megan. Megan, you rock my world. Thank you for joining Patreon. And if you, too, have a couple extra bucks lying around every month and you want to give back to a show who is doing everything they can to uplift this little hair community, please consider joining my Patreon as well. Just head to patreon.com/the Queer Family Podcast, pick a tier and join that community as well. So, I mean, I'm talking community like it's my job in this episode, it seems like. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest. All right. I sat down with Victoria Vega. Victoria is a doula and a yoga instructor. Here's my takeaway with my chat with Victoria. Victoria has no desire to become a parent, but she does have the desire to carry, right? And I have talked to many, many people who want to become parents and have become parents, but had no desire to carry the child inside their bodies. But I had yet to talk to anyone from this perspective, someone who really has no desire to be a parent, but does want to experience childbirth and carrying a child in their womb, which I found fascinating. And I find it fascinating that those two things are separate and can be separate. And so this is a great conversation for anyone who's actually contemplating, do I really want this? And I think it's an important perspective to share. She also talks a lot about birth trauma and generational trauma that gets passed down, which scared the shiz out of me and made me realize once again that yes, I need therapy and I should probably invest in myself in that way. When I have some time, I will, which brings me to my next point before I bring in Victoria. Holy moly, y'all. I just came off a spring break with my kids. Oh, what a lovely long spring break it was. We had like 13 days, y'all. And we went on vacation. We visited family. We did a lot, but we came back and I still had 3 days left with the kids and my wife went back to work. So I was alone with the kids and you think it's going to be great. You think it's going to be fine. And then always like that last day, they just went back to school today. that last day, I'm always working. There's always work happening. There's always emails coming in, texts coming through. We need you, you know. And at the same time, both children are constantly mom, 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 mom. And then I'm getting into a couple meetings for my day job and it's mom, mom, this isn't working. I need you to fix the video game. Mom, mom. Like, listen, if you can relate, please send me a you made it through message or something, because y'all, whew, sometimes you just feel like you're in the trenches. You know what I mean? And then my wife comes home finally and I'm cooking dinner and I'm short and curt. And she's like, I don't understand why you're so mad. You know, y'all can relate, right? And we made up. Everybody's fine. I made it through mostly without yelling at my kids. And it was like lovely day in the end. But I just needed a little peace and quiet today. You know what I mean? So I'm finally in my peace and quiet day. So... You know, I don't know. Amen. I don't even know what to say, but that's recently what just happened in my parenting world. Sometimes it gets intense, doesn't it? And then I think about Victoria, who, you know, doesn't want kids. And I think, wow, she's going to live that life and she's going to enjoy it. I'm just kidding. I enjoy it so much. I love my babies. I love my wife. I love our life. And sometimes it's freaking hard, right, y'all? Can I get an amen? And that's why this matters. That's why community, here it is again. That's why community matters. So you're my community. I'm so grateful to all of you for being a part of it and for reaching out when you reach out and all the beautiful emails you send me. Keep sending them to me because they do brighten my day, especially when all I hear all day long is mom, 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 mom. I'm like, you know, you don't have to say, I'm right next to you. You don't have to say mom. You can start a sentence and we'll just pick it up. You don't have to say mom at the beginning of every sentence. Woo, does it hurt sometimes? Okay, I'm done. Helen is like, girl, you need a drink. And I'm like, yes, I do, Helen. Helen doesn't even exist. Helen is a figment of my imagination, of my make-believe assistant who's here to help me through these moments. Helen, Beulah, Nicole, please get me out of this recording studio and roll that tape. Thank you so much. God.
Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm well. It's so great to be here.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you here. Where are you right now?
I'm currently up in Inwood.
Inwood, New York City.
That's it.
We're very close. We could have done this in person.
We could have. Next time.
We totally could have. Victoria, let's just do it. Let's get into your 30-second elevator pitch so the listeners at home know who you are and why you're here talking to the Queer Fam Squad. I'm going to get my timer up. Don't you worry. I will never, ever, ever cut you off because it's all fun. Here we go. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria. I am a yoga teacher and a meditation facilitator. I've been doing this for about 5 years. Between vinyasa, trauma-informed. I also teach prenatal and postnatal yoga as I am a full-spectrum doula as well. So I support my BIPOC and queer community families. They are my utmost heart and priority to serve, but I'm here to serve everyone and support and love everyone.
Boom. Oh, I love it. I feel like your arms are embraced. You're embodying it all. I love it. All right, Victoria, we're going to talk about something slightly, well, very much in line with what we talk about on the show, but also we're going to have a slightly different spin, which is very exciting. Do you identify as queer?
I do. I identify as lesbian. Yes.
Lesbian, me too. Whoop, whoop. Love the lesbian. I feel like it's like old school now if you're if you're just lesbian. Like, we're just lesbian.
Like, yeah, I'm just a lesbian. That's it. Nothing else.
And you are a yoga instructor and a doula.
I am.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do with your, I have a feeling they're both intertwined, right? You work with your clients and there's yoga and there's, so let's talk a little bit about your background in doulaing and how you got to it. And then we're going to segue into the kids thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I got into the birth work in the last year. My whole life honestly fell apart. Big relationship was lost and I ended up moving back home to live with my mom and my grandmother and just connecting lots of dots, honestly, of where do I really come from? What are the patterns that I am noticing within myself, within certain relationships even that I'm within? So I asked a lot of the females in my family about their relationship with their parents, between mom, between father, and I just went down the line. And started noticing this like repetitive sort of sequence that I was noticing. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So this is where there's a little bit of trauma for some of us here. And then I read a lot about the brain. So thinking about how trauma is affected in our brain, how it sits with us. And then reading so much about epigenetics, I'm like, okay, this is literally how generational trauma is passed on.
Right. And just to pause there, epigenetics, like I'm like super proud that I think I know what that means. That is basically like the genes that are turned on or not turned on when you're in the womb, correct?
Right. And it's also like when your body experiences so much trauma, it just attaches like to your cells and it just creates like a whole new gene essentially.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. With all the amount of trauma that we experience, it's stored in our body. And I mean, the body keeps a score literally. And that's a wonderful book. If you haven't read it yet, recommend to everyone. So that's how I got into birth work. And then I started to ask them, well, how were you born? So can I know more of that story? And then what resources did you feel you were lacking during your time? Because I was going through down a rabbit hole when I was home of watching these different documentaries about birth, about reproductive justice in general. And I don't even know how I got down that rabbit hole, but I did. So I asked a million questions.
You like went down.
Yeah, I went down the rabbit hole. I also microdosed for like moments of anxiety as well. So I was microdosing at the time and just so much in my
with what?
Mushrooms.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
So my brain was like, I felt my brain getting rewired. I was like, this is amazing. I feel like I'm being reborn. And then I had this moment during a family vacation and like it just hit me and I was like, this is where the work needs to happen. I need to become a birth worker. This is where I can combine my wellness of yoga and trauma and form that I want to keep doing the work. But there's something like I felt like there was something still missing. Like there's more to do with just yoga. Huh. And then I started my journey. I did my prenatal yoga training with Prenatal Yoga Center, which is taught through the lens of a birth worker because Deb was a doula for over 10 years, who's the owner of PYC, did her postnatal yoga training. And then I was ready. I've had PYC and the doula training named Ancient Song doula services on my radar for years. And I was like, I think now's the time.
Now, wait, I'm confused at how you got from, like, you went down this rabbit hole and you're finding all this trauma and you're asking the females in your life and in your family, what was your birth story? You're finding these traumas. How did that get you to the point saying, okay, I have to work in birthing now? Like, where was the connection there?
So it was just hearing a lot of their stories and they all had their own traumatic birth in some form. Knowing what I know now and what I've been sharing with them, they're like, I wish these resources would have been available to me then, or this language would have been used then, or that even prenatal yoga could have been a much more known thing for them so that cesareans wouldn't have need to be done, or having so many
interventions be a part of their birth experience between epidurals or twilight sleep as well as what my grandmother experienced. Oh my gosh.
What's twilight sleep?
So that is when they give you a form of medicine that essentially you go into like this trance dream state and you get knocked out essentially and you don't even remember giving birth. She's like, yep, I just remember all of a sudden I had a kid.
Was that something they did to every birth person giving birth, like back in the day? Yeah.
Back in the day, there's a whole history of the different interventions and protocols that were used like decade by decade. It blew my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you were like, all right, there's so much trauma. And then I'm imagining like with your family is BIPOC, right? So like you add that to the list of traumas and I can only imagine that that's probably more trauma than your white counterparts. And you would say this so much better. So if you want to say it in your words, please do.
But it's so true. Yes. It's, I mean, there's just so much that's stored in our genes as BIPOC, as, you know, Boricuas or Puerto Rican, you know, being a part of all of that. There's just so much history that we've endured just as a group of people.
Yeah.
And then we have our own individual traumas and then family trauma. There's just so much that's just layered on that is, has been passed on.
Right. And you're saying that every single trauma, even the trauma of our ancestors, is kind of like stored in our bodies.
Absolutely. It is.
That's heavy.
That's real really heavy.
Okay. So you get certified, you do the trainings, you become a doula.
Yeah. So that's sort of how I found my way into birth work. I just felt the strong pull into being more present for folks there that are experiencing a huge, huge change in their life. It's one of the most pivotal moments a family or an individual can experience. But as they're going through pregnancy, also sometimes wombs come up of their own history. You know, things come up of, am I going to be a good parent? Things that happened with them and their parents growing up. Like sometimes people go into the thought process of, I don't want to do that again the way my parents did it for me or XYZ. And having a doula, the emotional support, someone who can advocate for you also within this medical setting, I was like, this is where the work needs to happen. We need more folks to stand up for us and to have our voices heard.
Can you give any examples of some trauma that you've seen or like things that have manifested in your work as a doula and how you've worked to help folks get through trauma or get through the fears and the things that might come up or something?
Just in my years of being a yoga teacher, and I'm a new doula as well, but I've been going at this now for the last year in terms of stepping into all this work. A lot of it comes with the fears of the unknown. And they recognize that these fears really manifest in parts of their bodies, like your breaths, you know, tension of your shoulders, tension of your hips, and movement is all a part of that. You know, moving through these, like learning how to sit with discomfort. And some people during our yoga sessions will have huge revelations of, oh my gosh, I've connected all the dots about why I'm feeling this, or this is where this is really lying within me, this fear, this anger or sadness. And then once you get to the root of it all, like everything just pulls back from there and it becomes like this beautiful experience of like letting go, more trust within their own bodies, within themselves, and their resources begin to form. And they get to find ways that will start to support them more than they thought was supporting them before.
I didn't use a doula and neither did my wife. And we each gave birth to one of our kids. Because I didn't think it was for me. I was like, nah, I don't think. At this point, I might, if I did it again, I would probably have a doula. And I ended up having a pretty traumatic birth. And I really don't know how it would have been different if I had a doula and an advocate for me in the room, just because it was all such a whirlwind. But I can imagine that there is some stuff I should probably work through. Because I think I definitely had postpartum after it. And I think there are still residuals, some kind of an anxiety that I have, or this, I have this fear ever since my son was born. I have this like uncontrollable, irrational fear surrounding him. And I just imagine it must come from the trauma of the wild birth that he and I went through. So I'm sure there's like digging to do, but I don't know if I want to.
That's the thing. Digging into those things aren't always pretty for us. It's
no.
It's a hard look in the mirror. It's hurtful. It's painful. It's ugly sometimes, but it really is a beautiful process at the same time. And we find more of ourselves and we can heal ourselves.
Well, doulas usually work with parents even after birth, right?
Yes, especially for me, because I am labeled a full spectrum doula. So I help you, whether it's fertility, going through that process, birth, labor and delivery, postpartum, abortion care as well, if you're in need of abortion support. Mm-hmm. And as a full spectrum doula, like some doulas that are just birth doulas can do one or two postpartum sessions, but a full spectrum doula and how I want to be in that role is, I mean, postpartum is forever. So you need me at some point, I'm still here for you. Like we're connected, we're family. Mm-hmm. We will get through all of this together because it takes a village to create our family.
Too many people involved in creating our family. Like way too many. Okay, so maybe I'll give you a call when I'm ready to like dig deep into that. I have so many things that I need to dig deep into. I just don't have the time. So
please do whenever you're ready. I'm here.
I'll give you a call. Then I had breastfeeding trauma. I mean, like there's so much trauma that I can work through. But it's not about me. It's about you. So I want to segue a little bit into family building for you. And what does family look like to you? And I mean, I kind of know, but I'm just trying to segue for you. Let's get into that.
Yeah. Family for me, honestly, it is my immediate family that I have, my blood relatives. In the foreseeable future, I think my family would be a partner that I would have and pets, really. I don't want to have children, but I would actually love to be a surrogate. And if my body would allow to carry for someone, I would absolutely carry for an individual or a family, because I too would love to experience the miracle of birth and just going through like the way our bodies are just magic. I would love to still experience it, but I don't feel called to be a parent, be a mom. It doesn't feel true to me in this lifetime.
Isn't that interesting that you can still want the birthing experience, yet the want for the parenting experience is actually a separate thing? You can want one and not the other, which is interesting. And we talk about that a lot with the families I talk about, because a lot of times that, you know, somebody will want to be a parent, but they don't want to have the whole birthing experience because of whatever reason. But we haven't actually talked about the opposite, and the opposite can be true. Like you've just proven, and like good for you for knowing who you are and that that's just not something for you.
Thank you. Yeah, the two can absolutely coexist. It took a long time, I think, for me to accept that. Sometimes I thought, oh, I want a family, and feeling maybe an image I should live up to, or society, or, you know, the whole idea of the white picket fence, so to speak. But the more I keep finding myself, the work that I want to do, I just can't see myself being able to offer my full attention to a child in the way that they deserve, the way that I want to offer my caretaking for others and families. And I feel like that's where I can do it best right now. And it may change, but I do feel pretty deep down that it's just not in this lifetime for me to have children of my own.
Are people always like bugging you about it? Like, do you get annoyed?
Luckily, no, I don't really get asked that too much. I feel like that's a blessing, but sometimes I do kind of get, oh, but you want to carry, but you don't want kids. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be a parent in that way. Just to my cats. That's it. Maybe a dog in the future.
Full lesbian story right over here. Seriously. Yeah, I mean, there is something really great to being the cool gay aunt. I'll tell you that much. The chosen family aunt. Like, you could be everybody's aunt. You're the
best. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I wish I was that. But it's too late for me. No, I love that. And, you know, I have friends who don't want to have kids. I'm thinking of one in particular. And I always felt guilty that I was leaving kind of that perspective off of the show, because there are people who don't want to have children too, right? Even though this is the show all about queer families. But we don't all want to be parents. And I think it's important to talk about that and highlight it and lift it up.
And family can still be the friends that I choose as well, bringing them into my blood family, my blood relatives. Like, it's who I'm finding within my own communities. Those are very much my family members. I can lean on them. They support me. I support them. And that doesn't make it any less family just because it's not someone that is genetically connected to me or someone that I genetically birthed either. So we make our own families.
We sure do. And that's the beauty of the queer community. We really know how to make a good chosen family.
We sure do. Yes.
And, you know, you might end up getting some inquiries about being a surrogate.
I'm here for it. I'm welcome. Bring it on.
Yeah. When do you want to be a surrogate by?
Whenever it feels right. Whenever it presents itself and everything is aligned with life and they say my body is viable for it, let's do it.
That's beautiful. Wow. Good for you.
No timeline. Thank you.
I love that. Well, I just really like, I wish you all the best on this like amazing journey of yours. And I think I probably should reach out to you at some point. If anything, I'm coming to your yoga class.
Please do.
Can you tell everybody where, you know, where they can find you and like, you know, if somebody is looking for a doula?
Yeah. So on Instagram, I am at vgv.doula.yoga. You can also find me teaching for all of my queer families. I teach all queer safe yoga classes at Prenatal Yoga Center twice a week.
Tuesday. Where's that?
Upper West Side.
Oh, where?
Right on 72nd Street.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday, Thursdays at 6:30. Catch me there. I'm here to support you. I sprinkle in a little bit of childbirth education throughout class as well. So we're really preparing for the labor and delivery process. I teach at St. Mark's Yoga on Sundays, 10 a.m. basics. So catch me there if anything as well.
All right. So everybody check out Victoria and, you know, maybe she'll be your surrogate. I don't know.
You need a doula? I'm here for you. My website is vgvdoulayoga.com. You can find me on the Bridge Directory, which is a great referencing site for folks looking for any type of wellness support. A lot of wonderful BIPOC folks are on there. So you can look me up there and plenty of other additional sites to come.
I love it. That's amazing. And do you have anything else you wanted to add? Did we forget anything? Can't remember from our conversation.
I say, if we're going to give one little last tidbit, what I've learned in this last 2 years of my life is follow your intuition. It really is going to steer you wrong. And when change is happening and it feels scary, run towards it because there's something really big on the other side for you.
Wise words and truth. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to come to your yoga class.
Please do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Everybody reach out. Find Victoria. Get that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Queer Family Podcast.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier. You're going to join and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.